pen. Work them up the Sundays, do it all again. Race them in the sand, buck them in the mud. Drip a cowboy's sweat, bleed a cowboy's blood.
I'm Zeke Thurston, 2016 World Champion Saddle Brock Rider, and you're watching the Peppert Stewart Show.
Yes. It's at that moment when you're clicking through stuff on whatever streaming service you're on, and you're clicking through stuff, and you get right here, and you're like, wait a minute. Do I want to watch this or not? That's a quandary everyone has. I have that every day. But you're here, so that's your fault. The longer you stay, the less it's my fault. So we got some stuff going down today. We got a good show. We're going to talk to an equine agent that does horse insurance. If you want to get insurance on your horse or you want to know what that is about, we're going to find out. Some music, some new music came out of Nashville. We've got an artist or artistus. If it's two, is it artistus? That we're going to talk to.
I have no idea.
Dose artist?
It's a cactus, cacti kind of thing?
I think so. So we're going to talk to them. We got your cow stuff. We got some cow news, some rodeo news, everybody's favorite odd news. Netflix trailer looks pretty good. We're going to throw that at you as well. The Olympics are happening. That's always interesting. I don't know what else. What else it could be? Oh, you know, I did read something today that I thought was funny. I know we're not. Well, I'll just do it. I saw a post today that said only the Texas Democrats to take 12 pack. I screwed up. A 12 pack of Miller Lite and turn it to 6 cases of Corona. Can you believe that? That's just magic. That's like water into wine right there. I don't know how that works, but I mean. They do it, so you know magic happens up there in that big place. But anyway, I'm here. DJ Colt is here. He's here. Look at him.
I'm barely here.
He's here though.
I am here.
he's here. He's full of odd stuff. You got odd news too?
Oh yes, sir. I do. I got a good one to start us off with. I'm calling it the Poop Highway.
The Poop Highway.
The Poop Highway.
I think I've driven on that before.
Oh, I mean, if you're out in West Texas or something. I'm sorry, West Texas folks. All right, so a dump truck crash spills something onto the Florida highway. Florida Highway Patrol said a section of interstate was closed when a crash involving a dump truck loaded with cow manure caused poop to spill onto the roadway. Highway Patrol said the dump truck was involved in the crash with a semi-truck at mile marker 198, northbound lanes, Interstate 95 near Rockledge and Brevard County on Tuesday. No one was injured. Dump truck's load of cow manure spilled out onto the road, making a very crappy situation for cleanup crews. Traffic has been diverted from the interstate at Fisk Boulevard until the lanes could be reopened. So, you know, as they say, you know, well, stuff
yeah
happens.
Poop happens.
It does happen.
I bet that, you know, it was the dump truck. So there was, you know, the dump truck, but I think that turned into a pretty crappy situation real fast, didn't it?
I feel like there is somebody in a newsroom somewhere that's been waiting for that his whole career.
Oh, they're gonna make the highlight reel tonight with that story.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh man, so, you know, I run across these every now and then, and I think these are interesting. These messages, you know, message in a bottle.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because it's almost, I find these just about as entertaining as I do those ridiculous Guinness World Record things that, you know, that we have all the time. I didn't dig one out for that. So if you were tuned in for the Guinness World Record randomness today, I don't have it, but I have the message in the bottle. So the 9-year-old girl visiting a park in Hawaii with her family and discovered a message in a bottle that was launched from Japan. Okay. The girl was visiting the Hawaiian Paradise Park with her parents and her sister. They found a mud cake glass bottle on the beach. Her parents thought it was just trash. Throw it away. Parents thought it was trash. The little girl thought it was treasure. The family took the bottle with them anyway. Imagine the little girl wore them out about that. You're not throwing that away. No, no, no. Just put the bottle in the bag. Just take it with you. So anyway, they got it back and opened up the bottle. There was a note in there. And the bottle was by, I don't know how to even say this, Chiba Pre for something high school of natural science in Japan. So this bottle came from Japan. As they look into the bottle was thrown into sea in Japan in July of 1984. So this bottle has been floating around for 37 years. The letter asked the finder to get in contact with the club in Japan and give the information where the bottle was found, because it was part of their ocean current investigation. So they were doing that 37 years ago in Japan. They looked online, but the website is all in Japanese, so they couldn't read anything. Imagine that. They figured that whoever sent this, whoever launched this off in that club, was probably in their 50s by now. So it's unclear whether the Natural Science Club is still active in Japan, but they're still trying to figure out who to get it to. So that they're working on. So what else do you want to jump on right quick before we do some tunage?
Well, I mean, we do have another cow incident.
More cow stuff?
Our friends from England. Another cow is loose in England.
Another cow.
I feel like we have one of these every week. There's a cow running loose somewhere in England at all times.
Where's Ray? Ray, you watching? He's over there. He's supposed to be working at night. He works for the highway department. He works at night.
Then he should know all about this.
He should know about it. And he sits here and watches this stuff. He likes to watch live for some reason.
The police in England said a highway was shut down temporarily after, quote-unquote, idiots forced a farmer's gate open and allowed a cow to escape. The Central Motorway Police Group said the officers responded alongside Highways England workers late Tuesday night when a cow wandered onto the M6 highway in Doxey, Staffordshire. Police tweeted the cow escaped when idiots forced and left the farmer's gates open. Police were able to corral the cow behind a gate, and the bovine was escorted home by police and local farmers. Many thanks to the drivers that we held up as we shut down the motor carriage way. Your patience as we deal with these and other incidents is greatly appreciated, the police tweeted.
You know what? I bet that turned into a poop highway real quick too, didn't it?
Something. I think poop highways are just, that's an international thing.
I think so. That and cow stuff, right?
Definitely.
Always some cow stuff in there going on. Speaking of cow stuff, I gotta talk about this right quick. Feed your cows, and you can catch them.
Always.
Always feed your cows. If there's some of you are new to, or people are moving out. I know I'm stumbling on this because I'm trying to politically correctly explain it. But there's a lot of folks moving out of town into the country. And they go buy them some land. They get some acreage. And they realize, you know, if I put cows on here, I get my tax exempt. And my taxes aren't so bad. So, you know, whatever. And they go get cows. But when you get the cows, there's a little education that goes along with that. You know, do some research on some cows, or find some neighbors around that have some cows and do some cow stuff and talk to them, because a lot of times you'll find that maybe a cow get out, maybe they have trouble getting one, or maybe they've got their cows and they want to, do their annual vaccinations or cut some cow, you know, split some herds, separate some mamas and babies, whatnot. There's a trick to that. It's a very old trick. And it's called feeding them. You feed them. I tell people this all the time. We work cows for a lot of people. We go work from Dallas to Kaufman to Sulphur Springs to Ladonia. And I tell everyone, and I tell them this before we come out. I say, if you will go out there, feed your cows in the lot the week before we come, you'd be surprised how you get all your cows caught. If you go out there, now they're like, well, you know, the cows see us and they see the feed and they go and they scatter and they run all over the place. That's day one. That's the first day. They don't know what's going on. You're not out there all the time. They don't see you. You got to get your cows familiar with it. Go drive around your pasture. Drive around, go through your cows and see them. And if you'll feed them the week before, you know, the first day they're going to be kind of scattered. You just go out there, dump your feet in the lot, you know, in your pants, in the middle of your lot, dump your feet in there and walk off. Get in your truck and leave. The next day, go out there and do it again. Dump your feet out, hop in the truck and leave. Third day, maybe dump your feet out, maybe hang around the truck a little bit, just kind of see what's going on, and leave. If you would do that for a week, about the fifth day you go out there, the cows will be in there. They're waiting on you because they're like, hey, it's time to eat. So they'll beat you in the lot half the time, and then your cows are caught. And then that cuts out a lot of added stress on your cows because, you know, get out there and chase your cows around, run your cows around. You don't want to do that, especially right now in Texas. Hot. It's way too hot for that. So you want to, you know, you want to take care of your cows, and they'll take care of you.
You're going to learn one way or the other, either the easy way or the hard way.
Yeah.
You're going to learn.
Yeah. What else we got? Rocket surgery, somebody said. Larry. Oh, Larry Lyon. Larry Lyon's been up here before. Larry Lyon. I'm going to tell you about the Cattle Ranger Association, the Cattle Expo right quick before we jump onto some tunes. Right now, I say right now, tomorrow, July 23rd through the 25th in Fort Worth is the Cattlemen's Expo. A lot of stuff happens over there. It's indoors. It's in the convention center, so it's going to be cool. It's not too hot. They've got a couple things to tell you about. The School for Successful Ranching. They got a lot of, there's a lot of different things you can do. There's speakers, there's classes, there's lots of you can take. So, you know, even for those that are new to cows, that's a good place to go. Successful ranching. See, with the new administration, it's important to keep abreast in the changing policies. This year's educational session will discuss the latest on the border crisis, farm security, securing the beef supply, and new opportunities for local meat production. There's always a solid lineup to discuss herd management and stuff like that. Special guest speakers. We've got special guest speakers. You're going to hear some entertaining keynote addresses from Mike Huckabee. He's going to be over talking about stuff. The Cattle Ranger Expo is the largest ranching expo of its kind in the area. The trade show features the latest in livestock equipment, animal handling, health, feed fencing, agriculture banking, and breed association information. Several universities will be out there talking about their latest research, like A&M and stuff like that. They're always out there. Lots of products and services and lots of shopping. You got jewelry booths, boots, hats, books, ATVs. The Texas Beef Council with the Texas Cattlewoman always bringing up some new recipes to try. And there's about 250 exhibitors. So you're going to find stuff you like. So you want to do that. If you're taking your youngsters out there, do that. There's an activity for the kids. Kids from 5 to 10 years old can attend the cow camp and tour the Cattle Ranger Museum. Lots of activities there. And then after the, a lot of people come from out of town, so they stay in Fort Worth for the, you know, the couple of days because they like the, you know, one day is tough to walk the whole thing.
So it
you're
is.
Gonna, you're going to need a couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
You're a lot of stuff. See, you're talking to people. Everybody's going to talk, so it's long. So they've got some fun stuff going on, whether you dance the night away to Western Swing, you want some delicious meals, or just chat it up with new or meet new friends, old friends, enemies. There's something for everybody. Don't miss the action. Check it out. It's a good stuff. And I'll tell you this, there's lots of good freebies over there. If you want something, they like, I think one year I went, they had those cornhole deals, and you'd throw a bag into a, then you'd win like a sorting stick or a flag, and then there's a lot of good stuff going on, so lots of stuff happening. What are we going to do? I guess let's do this. Let's take a break right quick and throw out a tune from our next guest. Check this out. Listen to this. See what you think about it. And when we come back, you're going to see them. They're going to be looking at you.
Every tear I cried, that 2 a.m. 5 days. nothing there.
That right there is Steel Ivory. Steel Ivory. That's a good tune.
Yeah, I like it.
That's some good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, let's talk to him. Let's just ask him about it. Let's just do it. Hey, y'all are there. Kaylee and Kristen, so how are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
We are doing great. Pepper's here. I got DJ Colt here, and we're just talking about stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure. So tell us... your music background, just kind of what got you thinking, you know what, singing's fun, I like doing it, and this is what I'm going to do.
Our dad is a musician, so we grew up surrounded by music. He is a piano player. He used to write songs back in the day, and he used to always want to move to Nashville, but he met my mom, and my mom's family is all in Ohio, so they didn't move there back in the day with him, but then when we got older, we decided that we kind of wanted to, so... the whole family just kind of relocated about 4 years ago now, and we've been loving Nashville.
Yeah, we've been surrounded by music since we were babies. Like, our first gig together was at ages 6 and 8, and we were, like, singing in a mall with our dad. So, yeah, we're sisters, so definitely been doing it together for a really long time.
Yeah. So what kind of musical background as far as your inspiration for your sound?
Ooh, we love all the classic country, and then we've kind of, I feel like we've kind of meshed some of the classic country with a little bit of pop in there, because we've done a lot of that kind of stuff. I listened to, like, you know, Britney Spears and all that back in the day growing up, but we also loved the country girls and
the Judds.
Yes.
That's awesome. I mean, it sounds like you guys have a really good mix, which is kind of, I mean, I'm 33, but you know, I had a lot of that. That's what I listened to growing up. It was everything from, you know, you can start at Elvis and then end with, you know, Nelly, and so I have everything in there. So you know, it sounds like you guys tried to mix with, you know, the classics that you love and make them a little more updated, which is really cool. I really like that sound. And so I see y'all have done a lot of stuff. You know, it sounds like you're doing festivals and stuff in Nashville. How are you enjoying going from, you know, the small, like you said, you started in a mall, going with these small things. Now you're starting to get these bigger and bigger venues. I see, you know, you've done things with, you know, Scotty McCreery, Tyler Farr. How do you feel going from, you know, that, you know, little, you know, just people walking by to, hey, I'm actually here to see you?
Oh, it's so cool. We love it so much.
Yeah, we feel really blessed to be able to do what we love for a living, just, you know, writing songs and performing them. It's what we've always wanted to do. So it feels amazing. And to see, like, since quarantine, like, we have just been starting getting back to playing shows, which feels amazing because there's nothing like the live audience reaction and getting to meet people and
exactly
just make people happy with our music.
Awesome. That's cool. And I see you're doing, you've been doing a lot of co-writing and writing a lot of your own music as well. How is that going? And how is the co-writing and, you know, writing your own music or even, you know, other people can, you know, of course, you know, do some of your songs as well. How do you feel with that side and then the live performance? Do you see those as kind of two different worlds? Or do you like, you know, I want to write my own music, I want to perform my own music, and that's kind of, or, you know, do you like the writing, just, you know, sitting down, being creative and that sort of thing? Like, what, you know, those are kind of two different avenues that some people take.
Yeah. I feel like we're more focused on we want to write our own music and perform it, but I mean, we have also kind of just fallen in love with the writing process as well. So, like, sometimes we'll write songs that are meant for guys to sing. So, like, obviously we're not going to sing that, but yeah. I mean, we love the process of it anyways. It's just really fun. And cause we honestly didn't write a ton before we moved to Nashville. We had kind of dabbled in it a little bit, but once we moved to Nashville, it was kind of when we hit the ground running, like meet up with a bunch of people and
start co-writing.
Yeah. Get used to writing more.
That's really cool. I mean, I don't know about you, Pepper, but that's way more creativeness than I have in me. I definitely could not write a song. I barely speak English well, so I think writing a song might be out of my wheelhouse.
That's amazing.
It can be challenging sometimes, but I feel like the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Yeah, and I feel like if you have an off day, the beauty of it is your co-writer hopefully isn't having an off day, and then if they are, then you just go get some food and you call it a day.
Exactly.
I like it.
So of all the songs that you've written and the music you do, do you have one song that's your favorite that you'd like to perform?
I know we have one that's kind of the most special to us. We wrote a song for our grandpa. A couple years back, he was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and we wrote this song for him, and then he ended up passing away shortly after that. So it's kind of a tribute to him. It's called You Were There, and it's just a song. It's basically about how he was there for the best moments in our life, and like we grew up with him, and his house and my grandma's house was like a second home to us. They live like 5 minutes away from us. So I would say that song is probably the most special and close to our hearts. And we also wrote it just the two of us. Mm-hmm. So it's that one always kind of pulls at my heartstrings and is one of my favorites.
It was our first music video too. We actually have it up on YouTube, and there's a ton of home video footage of us actually with our grandpa when we were kids. So it's really special to us.
Okay. Yeah. I watched that today. I seen that. So yeah, I saw it.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. I seen that. Where are some places that you've got booked coming up? I know since things are kind of opened up a little bit more and you're going to be able to get out and do some stuff. So where are some places that you've got booked up that you're going to be?
Well, we're super excited because in August, the Bluebird Cafe is finally reopened. And so we get to come back and play at the Bluebird for a Sunday writer's night. So that's something we're really looking forward to. And we're getting back up to Ohio. We're playing some shows up there. We're playing at this place called Edison Brewing Company. And then we're playing in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Yes.
In September. So we're just trying to go wherever we can, you know, all over the place.
Okay. So if the folks out there watching and they want to, you know, go see where you're going, see what you're doing and find your music, where's the best place to send them?
I would say you can find us on any social media site at Steel Ivory Music. But if they want to find everything all in one place, going to our website would probably be the best thing, and that's just steelivory.com. We have links to our social medias there, links to our music. We have our schedule posted of places
all of our shows.
So if you want a one-stop shop, that would be where to go.
Okay. We'll do that. We'll send them that way, and we'll let you girls get back to it, and we appreciate you visiting with us and tell us about your music and what y'all do, and we'll see you down the music road.
Thank you so much. We appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. That's good stuff.
That's good stuff.
Good stuff. It's always good when you can find some good tunes out there, right?
Oh, yeah. It looks like they have a good future ahead of them.
Good stuff. Speaking of future and past, something's going on in Cowtown.
Something is going on in Cowtown this weekend for all of y'all that are out there. If you're going to be around Fort Worth this weekend or even coming into town for this event, the National Day of the Cowboy is this Saturday down in the Stockyards. It starts at 10 a.m. and continues till 8 p.m. It's a family event that features Cowboy Celebration Parade, the Cowtown Rodeo, Old West Comedy Gunfight Shows, live music, roping training, chuck wagon, cowboy poetry, armadillo races, and more. There's going to be all kinds of great stuff going on, all the stuff I mentioned. They're actually doing two rodeos that day. They're doing, a 2:30 performance and the normal night performance. They have a whole bunch of other stuff going on. Music all day. Shiner Bach is going to be there. Ranch H2O is going to be there. All the radio stations. So make sure you definitely go down there. Have a good time. Barbecue, music, fun, the cattle drive, parade, you name it, they're going to have it.
They're going to be there.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if they're going to have a place to get horse insurance.
You know what? That actually would probably do pretty well down there.
I bet. But I don't know about it. Do you know anything about horse insurance?
I actually have no idea about horse insurance.
I don't. I have no clue. But I do know somebody that does. Knows about that. And there's Kay Walters, Premier Equine Insurance. What is going on?
Hey, how are y'all?
We are doing good. We're just sitting here talking about stuff, trying to find out about some horse insurance. So being an equine agent for horse insurance, what got you interested in doing horse insurance?
Well, I've had horses my whole life. I started riding at the age of 2 with my mom. And then I worked for an equine surgeon and I was a veterinary assistant, and I realized how expensive the medical bills can be to save your horse in an unfortunate circumstance. And then my horse got sick with an unknown illness and he was in the hospital for 2 weeks. And I realized then through filing my own insurance claim that I just wanted to be able to help educate people and how it works, and then also help families be able to save their horses in an unfortunate circumstance and not put them in a financial bind as well.
All right. So how does equine insurance differ from, or is it the same as, like your car insurance, your house insurance?
Well, yes and no. I guess the similarities would be that, you know, if your house burns down, it's a total loss. If you total your car, it's a total loss. So if your horse passes away, that's your mortality claim, and you get paid the insured value of the horse, the agreed upon value. I would say it's more comparable to your health insurance and life insurance as a person, because the basic policy is your mortality and theft. It comes with some free emergency colic surgery. But then the health insurance side for the human would be like the major medical for the horse, where that would help you pay for any accident, injury, lameness, sickness, disease, hospitalization, you know, those major vet bills that can set you back a little bit. And that's where that compares to the health and life insurance of a person.
Okay. So when somebody has, say somebody's got a horse and they come up and they say, I need to get some insurance on this horse, what's the process on valuing the horse or, you know, creating a policy?
Okay. Yeah. So it's an agreed upon value. If you bought the horse today, we'd insure it for the purchase price. If it was bought recently, it's insured for purchase price. But if it's a homebred horse or if it's a horse you've had for a couple years that you've had in training, we can go with purchase price plus the training cost, your show records, your winnings. When we underwrite a policy, we take into account a lot of different factors to come up with that agreed upon value. The horse market's great right now, so we know horses are very expensive.
Yeah. What is an average policy run on a horse? Other than, I know it goes on value, but you know, on average, you know, what do you see rates?
So the rates differ on the discipline of the horse. It starts with the mortality rate, which is the discipline of the horse, and then the major medical. If you add that, that varies upon state too. So there's a couple of variables involved. You can get your least expensive policy would cost you $200 a year. So equine insurance is very affordable. I hear all the time, wow, I didn't know it was going to, you know, be like this. And we also have payment options as well. So, you know, if you're looking at a average performance horse and say your policy is going to cost you about $1,200 a year, we can divide that up in payments as well, to make it an affordable option for the family.
Okay. And with the clients that you work with, what is the main line of work that they're in? Is it rodeo? Is it ranching? Is it cutting? Is it?
Yeah, mostly my clients are Western performance horses. So I have your ropers, your barrel racers, your steer wrestlers, your ranchers, your cutters. I have all of those disciplines, and you know, you'll find me in the rope and pen. But I'm also versed in your non-performance horses. And also I have some English disciplines as well. I have a lot of friends that are hunter jumpers and eventers. So my book of business is diverse.
Okay. So you got a little bit of everything. So that way I'm guessing if anybody comes up to you with a horse deal, you're in so many different arenas that you got it.
Yes, sir. I know which way to go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Wait, summertime. Summer's going on. It is summer. So what are you grilling out?
Steak. Absolutely. Homegrown beef.
Which cut?
I like the filet, but I can do a T-bone here and there.
All right. So if people want to know about your insurance and to get in contact with you, what is the best way for them to find you?
You can call my cell phone. It's 864-364-3424. Obviously, I'm on social media, Facebook, Instagram. It's Kay Walters Insurance. But I'm happy to answer the phone anytime. I mean, obviously, you guys are buying horses after work in the evenings. You know, on the weekends, I'm always available. I have clients from California to Ireland. So I'm always available, and I'm happy to explain the ins and outs of coverage and, you know, help you get your horse insured the day you buy him so you can put him on that trailer with a peace of mind.
Okay. Well, that will work. Kay, we appreciate you visiting with us and tell us about it and how it works, because I was always curious. I just had my wife's horse go through an eye injury, nearly lost an eye. Oh, so wow. I had to doctor him 2 or 3 times a day and run a drip. And
right.
So the bills weren't cheap. So this would have been, This would have come in real handy.
Right.
So, all right. Well, Kay, we appreciate it. And we'll let the folks know and we'll see you down the road.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Tell your wife to give me a call. I'll help her out.
She needs to. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
That would have come in so handy.
Yeah.
You know how much, you know what a vet bill cost?
Oh, I've seen vet bills. I don't like them.
To put in they put a toothpick under his eyelid so they could put the needle on. I said, well, they do a tooth with a popsicle stick. They stuck it under his eyelid, you know, put the needle in, and he had a drain. I think I posted a picture of it. He had a drain into his eye, and then it went up behind his ear, and then it was like weaving through his neck down here so you could give him the medicine. You can't just squirt it in his eye.
Yeah.
So I had to go out there twice a day shooting that stuff up in his eye to clean his eye, then give him like 3 or 4 shots twice a day. He was hating me.
Oh, yeah.
And after a couple of, I don't know, 2-3 weeks or so, it cleared up. He's got a spot in his eye, but he can still see. So it worked out. But I know that insurance would have helped.
Definitely.
I'm sure that would have helped. That would have helped a lot.
Made that bill a lot smaller.
Oh, man, that would have helped. What else do we got going here that we haven't got to?
We got some NFR news going on.
What's happening there?
So the Wrangler National Finals rodeo payout has climbed to a record $13.3 million. Competition payout exceeds $10.2 million. 2021 Wrangler National Finals rodeo will see an increase in the payout at the world's largest rodeo in December. The Wrangler NFR, which returns to Vegas December 2nd through the 11th, will have a record-setting competition payout of $10,257,000. And, oh, that's $48, not 48 cents. I, Reading's hard for me.
I was looking for the change.
This amount includes guaranteed prize money of $1.2 million for all NFR qualifiers and $9,057,048 in competition prize money. The increase will see round winners take home $26,997 per round and average winners $69,234. Each go-around will pay out a total of $87,000 per round. I mean, that is absolutely crazy.
That is.
We're talking $13.3 million up for grabs.
That's a lot of change.
Whew.
That's a lot of change. Speaking of a lot of change, hot off the press, coming down the wire right here, Trevor said that the ABBI event in Granbury, there's an ABBI event going on in Granbury, Bulls of Tomorrow Today. So check that out, ABBI. We need to get in the ABBI. My brother picked up, he's got five or six bulls now. He's got a couple of those ABBI aged.
Oh, yeah.
Aged bulls he needs to get going. So I need to get him into that. The PBR, what did the PBR do? They're putting stuff everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah. So it looks like Pluto TV, the
Can
leading.
Can you say that?
Pluto TV?
Oh, okay.
What'd you think I said?
What'd you say? That's a different channel.
Pluto TV. It's a leading free streaming service, and the PBR, the world's leading premier bull riding organization, announced a new multifaceted partnership that will kick off by bringing PBR's signature streaming service Ride Pass and its stable of live events, talent, and fans to an all-new arena. Started July 20th, 2021, PBR Ride Pass will stream exclusively on Pluto TV as both linear channel and on demand.
All right.
So, I mean, that sounds like a pretty cool deal. I mean, if you have that channel, I know I have it on my Roku. I see it every time I turn it on. So now you can watch the PBR Ride Pass on Pluto TV.
So they're going to have Unleash the Beast, the Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour. They're even going to have the Indian National Finals Rodeo, the Bill Pickett Invitational, National High School Finals, Premier Horse and Equestrian Events, and they're having to have the WCRA Triple Crown. So the WCRA, the World Championship Rodeo Alliance, something is going on with that.
So if you're looking for a place to watch rodeo and you got the Roku or Apple TV, go ahead and make sure you check it out.
Check it out. Make sure you spell it right. You've been in the wrong channel. What's going on here?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, why does somebody advertise this for Corona? Modelo. Modelo's good, though. All right. Speaking of World Champion Rodeo Alliance, WCRA. I guess I messed that up for Trevor. It's not the name of the event, but the Yearlings and the Rider Bulls. Hope to see PBR Bulls in the future, Trevor's included. So go to ABBI, check out the events, look for ABBI event in Granbury, and you will find it. Let's see. World Champion Rodeo Alliance, the WCRA, formerly known as the ERA. People didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know that.
WCRA used to be the ERA.
Yeah. There's a long story behind that. One day I'll get into that story.
I don't know if we have enough time.
Yeah. Anyway. See, Days of 47. Yeah, we were a big media partner for ERA back in the old days.
Back in the day?
When it was here a couple years ago. I got good stories for that. I'll get to those one day. Days of 47, Cowboy Games and Rodeo. That's going on right now. So I ran across this story by the famed rodeo writer, Kendra Santos. Texas breakaway roper Tacy Webb is the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association champ whose parents raised her to rodeo as a hobby. Rodeo should always be a hobby. She works 3 days a week as an ICU nurse, and she ropes after work for fun. Nurses during the day and ropes for fun. Oh, we got a picture of that. Oh, there it is. But she had a blast being all business in Salt Lake City, Utah at the $562,500 Days of 47 Cowboy Games Rodeo on Wednesday night. And with a sizzling 2.4 second run, will now advance to Saturday night's gold medal round. Tacy rode her 12-year-old sorrel sidekick Hondo, who's been a father-daughter project since he was 3 years old. If you don't know Tacy's dad, he's Wrangler National Finals Rodeo tie-down roper Dan Webb. This is the first year Tacy has thrown her name in the hat at the pro rodeos, and she's doing just fine. She also advanced to the performance at Cheyenne Frontier Days. So she'll be going to Cheyenne.
Nice.
Frontier Days. Speaking of equestrian eventing, when I was talking to Kay a while ago, I was trying to think of eventing. I was trying to think of that because of this story that I read today. I saw the word today. But the Olympics are going on, or fixing to be going on. I don't know. They're talking about, you know, they were complaining about the cardboard beds. Have you seen those?
Oh yeah, I heard all kinds of stuff about.
It looks like I saw some pictures of those cardboard beds, and what it looks like is, you know, when you order like something big in a crate, like cardboard crate, like a TV or something. It's like they took the TV out of the box and just laid it down. There you go. You just lay on that crate. But Tokyo Olympics, the USA eventing team has arrived in Tokyo. They're settling into their new accommodations. Look at that. For the next few weeks, they traveled well and arrived great. How about it for Team USA? That's got to be quite a trip for those ponies.
That's impressive. Being able to fly. I mean, especially these are, you know, elite horses. Yeah. These are top of the line horses, and you're going to fly them all the way across the ocean and arrive there in one piece and be ready to perform
and ready to go. You know what I always wonder when I see, because they fly the bulls. I know a lot of times when they have the bull events in Hawaii, sometimes they'll fly bulls there, or they'll fly bulls here, and you'll fly horses across the country and stuff. And I always wonder, because my ears are terrible. They pop all the time. I've drive through Oklahoma all the time, and it blows my ears out going up and down the miniature mountains of Oklahoma. So I can just imagine being in an airplane. And does the horse even know what's going on? Does it like, why does my ear hurt? Or does it build up and they just start chomping and it pops like you do on bubble gum?
I have no idea. I'll ask one next time I see him.
You should ask. you should ask one. What else happened? I guess we wrapped up the North Texas Youth Christian Bull Ride Association. They wrapped up over the weekend. I finished up that season for those guys. So hopefully I'm not announcing anything until next year.
Well, there we go.
I hope.
You know something's going to happen.
I don't plan to. I got some stuff going. I'm trying to do this Saturday in Terrell. I'm helping those guys organize I think they're calling it the Day Work Challenge or Day Work Championship or something. Where it's kind of like there's a couple of associations that put on these kind of events where it's slowed down and to where people can get out there, whether you ranch full time or you work cows a lot or you want to see how it is to work cows and stuff, and you want to be able to ride and rope and do some stuff. That's kind of what these events are, because they're set up for all levels. So you can be a seasoned person or somebody new to it. And, you know, they have a sorting event where you go sort a cow by yourself into a pen. You can't run. It's all walk, trot. Then you, in the same, like a round pen, and then you have to rope a cow. And, you know, you rope the cow. And the rope has a breakaway on it. So you're not stressing the cows out. You just throw it on there, and the rope catches on them and breaks off. So, and that's a fun event. So doing one of those, and the association that put these on, I ride in both of them, and they have a trail course event where you go walk over logs and go around a bush and all that. So what they're going to do over there is they're not going to do that. They're going to open it up because a lot of people at these events want to do something fast. They want to go.
Yeah.
So they're going to do what's called the loose cow catch. You're still going to have your breakaway, but they're either going to fire one. They don't know yet if they're just going to let one out of the chute in the roping box, then you chase it and catch it, or if they're going to put them on the other end of the arena and give you a number and you go in there and get it and chase it back. I don't know. I'll find out Saturday. But that's going to be a fun event over at the Rafter J Cowboy Church in Terrell, Texas at 2 o'clock. If you're looking for information on that event, there's a Facebook page called Texas Cowpokes. Texas Cowpokes on Facebook. That's where you find out the information on that. What else you got? You got something coming up? Anything going on?
We're taking the family down to the the National Day of the Cowboy down in Fort Worth this weekend. So we're going to take all the kids, let them go watch armadillo races, eat some good barbecue, listen to some good music, and hopefully have a cold drink or two.
So you'll be on diaper duty, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to be on diaper duty. That's what you're going to be doing. Just don't get it on the highway.
Yeah.
Make sure the diaper doesn't get on the highway.
Yeah, those go, in the garbage can. We don't need any more poop highways around Fort Worth.
We'll be reading about that next. Before we get out of here, we're gonna kick this mule with a trailer from Netflix. It looks interesting. These are three different. I had a piece of paper somewhere. I don't know where it went, but it's three different event. Three different things happened, and these are real events that happened. So this show is gonna have reenactments of these heists. It's gonna be reenactments, but it's also gonna be interviews with the people that did the heist. And they're going to have some actual footage, mixed in with the show. It looks interesting. I don't know. It's called Heist. It's on Netflix. It came out, I think, last week. So check this out. See if you want to watch it. And let us know.
Think about it. If you had an opportunity to steal, like if you worked in a bank with a vault wide open with nobody seeing you, are you going to do it if you don't get caught?
$100 million heist? Who isn't interested?
Miami Airport was the scene of one of the largest heists in U.S. history.
Four kids from Cuba. This is it. The American dream.
The armored truck was packed with more than $3 million.
We were like Bonnie and Clyde. The bourbon theft of the decade.
Well over $1 million.
I know a guy that could get stuff. I was that guy.
That moment of no return is standing there, butt naked, with a man convicted of murder in possession of $3 million and a loaded firearm.
Golly, you can't make this up.
You get caught up in a fantasy dream.
I got dropped right into it. Boom.
Chaos is exciting. Chaos is sexy.
There's got to be a catch.
Sooner or later, everybody has to pay for it.
A lot of people look at, oh, I wouldn't do that. Really?